Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, 2015. And this is Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm back live. It is 68 degrees and partly sunny here in upstate New York. Hope everyone's having a great day. I was going to continue on with some of the crazy stuff we've been talking about here over the last couple of weeks. But honestly, right now, I think today I'm going to have a conversation of what's been pissing me off over the last couple of days in regards to this Confederate flag and the absolute lunacy and broken logic that is being spread by the mainstream. I just can't get over. I was watching Pigmine videos this morning from last night, and I just cannot get over how absolutely retarded people are in this country to talk with me today about this issue for a little bit. We have Mr. JJ Inc on with us as well. Are you there, JJ?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. My voice sound like it go down a couple octaves.
When I get on the phone?
Yeah. No. Actually, I have this, whatever it is. I have a nose plague right now.
A nose plague?
A nose plague. let's talk about something. So I just saw, did you catch any of the news on the escape convicts?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Do you see now they're checking cars and doing...
They went from southern tier on the Pennsylvania border 3 or 4 days ago to now converging back up to Dannemora because they found DNA in a cabin or something up there. And
they found prison-issued underwear, I saw.
Yeah.
And a can or a jar of open peanut butter, and someone saw some guy running out of the back of a hunting cabin.
Uh-huh. Exactly. These two escaped convicts are like our little local Al-Qaeda, where, like I was saying before, you know, how if we want to bomb a country, we just all of a sudden Al-Qaeda shows up there and then we go in there and bomb everybody. That's what these guys are like. So, until they catch these mythical, I have a hard time even believing it. I mean, I know it probably is all real, but it's just fantastical, man. I have such a hard time even believing it. And now if somebody sees two guys at dusk in the back of a field anywhere in New York State, all you have to do is pick up the phone and you can have like 300, 400 SWAT teams at your house in like 20 minutes.
Exactly. That, and I mean, I was watching the videos from this morning from back up north where they're doing the search, and they're doing exactly what they did in Allegheny County this past weekend. I mean, they got all the roads blocked.
Yep.
They're searching all the cars. They're going door to door, and people are just bending over.
And if they come to your house to search and you have a problem, you'll be handcuffed for your own protection.
Well, yeah, that's what I was worried about.
And well, that's what they always do when they search your cell in prison. They handcuff you for your own protection, and then they go and ransack your cell and take anything that would be considered contraband. Sounds kind of like what they're doing in upstate New York right now, you know? I don't know how many things confiscated, say drunken drivers or, you know what I'm saying?
Right. There's been no reports.
So many people have been arrested as a result of all these roadblocks and for other things other than being an escaped convict.
Right. Or they came into your house to, you know, make sure that people are letting them in to come search their houses that they're in right at that moment to make sure the convicts aren't there.
Well, Jules, on a quick side note that's sort of related, yesterday or a few days ago, a report came out that there were over a million, allegedly a million people in New York State with automatic weapons, with assault rifles.
Exactly.
That didn't register.
Exactly. I think that this is actually what this is about.
Which I think is crazy. There's not a million people in New York State with
but many people did not register anything under the SAFE Act, and I really think that this is some sort of practice.
It was more than 95% non-compliance in New York.
It was mega. It was mega. So, as you know, I mentioned this yesterday when I was on with Michael and Brandon last night, that with all these unregistered Weapons Under the Safe Act here in New York, which, of course, happened in the dead of night without public comment in 2 days, if you remember that one.
Yeah.
You know, and people in New York are like, what? Screw you. You know, and I mean, it was just ridiculous the way this all happened. But here they are now with this entire state of people who haven't registered shit. How convenient that we're doing door-to-door searches and car searches, and especially in all the rural areas.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know if you wanted to hide somewhere, go to the woods, man. But it's also where the majority of the firearms are going to live in the state. Mm. You know, every single one of the people that they interviewed over the weekend kept saying, well, I got my gun loaded and I'm waiting for them to come.
Let them come.
Yeah.
I got a gun and they don't.
Exactly. So, yeah, I was wondering if anyone had gotten arrested for illegal, quote unquote, illegal firearms during these house to house searches.
Well, here's the deal. Probably, but they're not going to report it. It's something that we'd have to dig around and find.
Right, right. You know, and they had the FBI too, which I couldn't believe.
Trust me, once the things have started to settle down, you'll next time you go down to camp, you'll probably hear some stories about, you know what I mean?
Oh, we had a friend who lived right where they were doing the searches. So, yeah, she said it was pretty scary. The cops were everywhere.
Yeah. And if you hiccup or flinch, man, that's it. You're done. You saw it.
Here's something else now I want to talk about besides these guys. And this is this whole Confederate flag bullshit that's going on. And, of course, is getting all of the people
a Confederacy that hasn't existed for over 100 years.
Well, right. But, I mean, there's so many other issues there. Yeah. And we kind of talked about the history of it and how, you know, they're trying to spin this one kid who – you know, like I said, whether or not the whole event was real or not, or the kid was on drugs or the kid was whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah, somehow
it doesn't matter. So take it down at the Capitol, but like banning it
and retailers jumping on, and now it's all about racism and oh my God. And let's, you know, your favorite expression, be professionally appalled about everything.
Yeah.
You know, this to me is just the very next step of stopping free speech. If I want to fly a Confederate flag, I should have every right to fly a Confederate flag. If I want to wear a Confederate t-shirt or I want to drink a cup of coffee with a Confederate flag on it, who the hell's right is it to tell me that I can't? If I want to fly a Chinese flag, I should be able to fly a Chinese flag.
If you have a rebel flag in your window and you take it down, please put up the gay pride flag instead.
Yeah, well, you know, please I'm butthurt and I...
Taking it down just because, you know... Well, and here's the deal. Remember, we just talked about the SAFE Act. That was rammed through. There was nothing anybody could do about it. And it was immediately after, Sandy Hoax.
Immediately another knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. Well, so what's going on? So they're going to use this one in South Carolina to do some things. I mean, it might only may not end up being federal, but the federal government talked about it after Sandy Hook, New York.
Well, no, right after.
Now what's going to happen? South Carolina is really going to become oppressive.
Right after the shooting happened, Obama came out for a statement and made the comment about, isn't it time yet to start, getting rid of guns off the street? Don't forget, right before the shooting happened, Bill Clinton came out and said, we can't have people running around with guns.
I know.
You know, I mean, there's definitely an agenda.
Their guns. You think Obama's giving up his guns or the people that protect him?
Absolutely not.
Give up all the guns. Disarm the entire planet.
So here's...
Let's go. If you got a beef, duke it out. Or even in the old days, if you're frail and skinny and you can't duke it out and somebody's insulted you, then pick a champion. You know what I'm saying? You pick a guy that goes up with him. And if he can't, then, you know, he'll pick a champion. And then, you know, you let the two... And then you have to live with the results.
Well, here's what I see is going on here, is that they're taking this now, the symbol that means different things to different people. I mean, a lot of people that have been interviewed are like, I'm not against the flag. My ancestors fought in this war. We discussed it yesterday with Brandon, how the Civil War wasn't even about slavery per se. It was about the North trying to get the wealth of the South, and they wouldn't give up their slaves. And so Lincoln pretty much told them, you know, if you're going to keep fighting over this, then we're coming in. And when he signed that Emancipation Proclamation, it wasn't because he was freeing slaves for the good of the slaves. It was because he wanted to screw the Southern
Al-Qaeda, you know.
What was that?
There were slaves, so that gives us our reason.
Well, and that's what I want to talk about here is Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So you knew this was going to happen. I predicted this weekend. Anybody who doesn't go along with the narrative that they are trying to jam down everybody's throat is going to be a terrorist. And remember, that pesky internet is just radicalizing the shit out of America. And since the FCC took it over, don't think it's not going to happen. Censorship is coming because you're not allowed to have individualized thoughts. You're not allowed to,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, you're not allowed to disagree with the fucking narrative, and I am so angry over this because it's just a symbol. You know, I personally, when in the 80s, I listened to punk rock and I was against the system. I mean, this isn't like a new thing for me. I loved big, scary looking freaking zombies on my black t-shirts. So when people looked at them, they said, oh my God. But you know what? If you're that fucking pathetic that you're going to judge me by some picture on the back of my t-shirt, then you don't fucking deserve to know me, right? The symbol doesn't mean anything. Because I have an ugly looking half rotten zombie on the back of my t-shirt doesn't mean that I love death and destruction. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And quite frankly, the American flag that flies in my state capitol and all over my county makes me ill.
It symbolizes killing millions of people overseas.
Exactly. I mean, the American flag represents oppression and around the globe.
Absolutely.
If I was going to fly a flag, if I don't have a flag at my house, but if I did, it would either be a Gadsden flag or a black flag.
Well, and isn't that going to be the next thing? Is that Gadsden flag, the pirate flags?
Next. See, they've already attacked the Gadsden flag, but it quietly it slipped away, remember? And that involved the Oathkeepers and then Jared Miller, who later, after the incident with the cloven-hoofed Illuminati Bundy thing that went on with their SPLC buddies.
Yeah,
they moved on to kill a couple of cops and drape a Gadsden flag over one of them.
I remember that. That was in Vegas.
But you kill a bunch of people in a church, again, kill a bunch of kids in a school, kill a bunch of people in a church.
Well, here's a clip I watched. Like, CNN is going after this with, like, propaganda balls out.
Yeah.
All right. It's just unbelievable.
Remember what I said. There's no good white people. There's only less bad white people. That was a headline I saw the other day in the news.
Oh, really?
I'm not kidding you, man. Yeah. Well,
there was of course, we have good old Anderson Pooper, former CIA operative, right, doing the show. So I see this clip.
Former CIA operatives.
Arnold Foreman.
The only
right.
ones that I know of are called whistleblowers.
Well, there was a clip with Anderson Cooper and some reporter, and he was interviewing one of the state representatives from South Carolina yesterday. And actually, I want to play this. Hold on one second. Let me pull myself in because I was just so completely flabbergasted at the ending of this clip where they're just so confused by this guy's logic. They're baffled. They're absolutely baffled. Basically, at the end, the guy says, well, you know, these people basically sat there and waited to be shot. And the kid reloaded his gun and nobody did anything. And they're like, what do you mean nobody did anything? You mean they're supposed to defend themselves? That's what they said. And I mean, what are we that groomed to be protected by someone that no one's going to like rush this kid and tackle him by the ankles or freaking take a shoe off their foot and fucking peg him in the head?
Nope.
I mean, I just don't get. And great, okay, they're churchgoers, so they're supposed to be nice people. I mean, I know churchgoers who pretend that they're churchgoers, and they're not very nice people. I don't know who these people are, and I'm not talking about this particular instance anywhere. But if you're in a situation where you got an active shooter that is obviously not on your side, fuck, I'm not going to sit there and wait until he blasts me. I'm going to figure out a way to. It's either going to be me or you, buddy, and it's not going to be.
One thing that wouldn't have happened is him getting away.
Well, right, right. And he did.
He'd have got,
and then he ran.
Somebody there, and they'd have held him down, gun or not, because he was out of, you know what I mean?
Right. So hold on. Let me just play this clip, because I just was, I was drinking my coffee this morning. When I heard the comment at the end, I almost spit it out. Hold on.
Here's the deal. It's the same with anti-Semitism or 9/11 or Sandy Hook.
Exactly.
You say anything that isn't, oh, my heart goes out to the poor victims and I hate you racist white supremacists. We should all be guilty of a color of our skin now.
Well, it's the societal guilt that they're painting on everybody. And it's bullshit. I didn't do it, you know, and I don't have problems with people, regardless of what country you're from, what state you're from, what your nationality is. If you're, like I've said before, it's, I look at it like I look at my cats. I have, my favorite cat ever was my black cat with the big orange eyes. And I have a black and white cat and I have a tabby cat and I have an orange cat. And I don't distinguish between my cats based on the color of their fur. I mean, how fucking ridiculous is that? You can have good people in any race, any country, any color, any religion, and you can have fucktards. And it doesn't, you know, your skin color or your religion does not determine whether or not you're a fucktard. It's your personality. And it's all up to you. It's personal responsibility and whether or not.
Yeah, us as individuals, but you are, you know as well as I do that sociopaths gather, they attract each other. And so here's the deal. Yes, there's, you know, there's thousands and thousands of sociopaths at our economic level, you know, where we are down the working class, the strugglers. But, and so even they have, they do gravitate towards each other. But there's so many of us, but now when you start climbing up the ladder, the group of people gets smaller. So now you're talking about CEOs and bankers and
right. But you know what? I actually
higher than, then you've got, you know, a group of sociopaths that gravitate together. They
it's
have
not all of them, JJ. I mean, my old boss was an executive vice president of a large corporation.
Oh, not all of them.
And he's the greatest guy ever.
Absolutely.
He had no ego. I mean, he was just so awesome. And I couldn't believe that someone who had been an executive at that level for all those years could be so down to earth and just totally.
No. I couldn't put, I'm not trying to say that. Absolutely not, Jules. No, you're right. That's not what I was trying
to say. But I'm just saying, like, across all walks, and they're trying to compartmentalize everything. So, you know, white people, like, this whole race thing, and of course, you know, we have the Trans-Pacific Partnership fast track fucking ramming through both houses, sitting on Obama's desk to ink now. Nobody's read the damn thing. It's all classified. But let's worry about race issues again. And, you know, after Ferguson, after Baltimore, you know, what are we hiding? What are we hiding right now? Are we hiding the fact that the U.S. just put tanks in six European countries all aimed at fucking Russia? Oh, maybe. Are we hiding the fact that the fast track is going to suck anything that's left out of the middle class of this country? Well, maybe.
Sold more weapons to Israel, that we sold more weapons to Turkey.
And we're going to give Saudi Arabia nuclear weapons that they're going to buy from Pakistan? Oh, that's not a big deal.
Yeah, all of those things. But who's controlling the narrative here? That who keeps us fighting with each other? You know,
Obama's saying the N-word on some freaking Mark Maron show.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. All right, let me play this clip from CNN just to listen to them be baffled over this guy's logic. It baffled me.
Okay.
But another one who did talk to us, Bill Chumley, a state rep, he is against taking down this flag. He makes no bones about it. We did ask him all about that. But I want you to listen to what else he said. He said this flag should stay where it was put 15 years ago as a compromise. And then in this interview, he said something very strange about the victims of the Charleston shooting. Listen to this.
He said something very strange, and he's like, very strange. Listen to this. I'm just so baffled.
You are opposed to open up debate, is that right, on the flag?
I think this has been settled.
Settled in terms of 15 years ago?
Yes.
And you don't think the state has moved from 15 years ago to now in terms of demographics and feeling of the state?
No, I don't think so. I think that misuse and the miseducation of the flag has probably pushed it to this point. But I think the demographics are still changing. My constituents are calling and talking to me a lot about it, and that's the way they feel.
But if hate groups have misused the flag, and if hate groups have adopted it as its own, and hate groups are certainly creating a divisive issue over this, why continue to fly it here at the state capitol grounds?
Let me ask you a question. Why do we let hate groups dictate how we feel and how we live?
Bingo!
Hate groups are everywhere. People are mean people everywhere. We found that out in Charleston. We're focusing on the wrong thing here. We need to be focusing on the 9 families that are left and see that this doesn't happen again. These people sit in there and waited to
hold on. That was what I wanted you to hear.
Sorry.
Okay. These people sit in there and waited their turn to be shot. That's sad. If somebody in there with a means of self-defense could have stopped this, and we'd had less funerals than we're having.
You're turning this into a gun debate? If those 9 families asked you to take down that flag, would you do it?
You said guns. Why didn't somebody just do something? You got one skinny person shooting a gun. You know, I mean, we need to take and do what we can. But no, that's.
Well, I want to make sure I understand what you're telling me. Are you asking that these people should have tackled him? These women should have fought him. I don't know what
the answer was, but I know it's really, really horrible for 9 people to be shot. And I understand that he reloaded his gun during the process. That's upsetting.
Very upsetting. Those 9 families and every black person in South Carolina and all of the people, the white people who are against that flag, believe it shouldn't be on the state grounds. You are saying it should stay because your constituents want it to?
It stays there until people in South Carolina say it should come down. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So, I mean, it's hard to understand exactly what he was saying. I guess what he was talking about is gun control in the Second Amendment, saying somebody in that church should have been armed, or when he was reloading, somebody should have rushed the shooter.
That's what I've done.
It was hard to get clarity from this guy or follow his logic, but to me, it seemed to be he was at least criticizing the victims for not fighting back during that attack.
But what the fuck?
Yeah.
So are they like...
Well, I know I would have. You know what?
Well, exactly. Are they implying...
I was on the floor trying to cover my daughter. The second I noticed he was out of bullets, I would have been charging that.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, so they're implying that nobody should have fought back. I mean, I agree with the senator. Somebody should have done something. And I know when you're paralyzed with fear, which is something that the government loves to make the American public paralyzed with fear and afraid of everybody, you're not going to be able to do anything. But if you're in a survival mindset, which, of course, they don't want anyone to be in a survival mindset to fight back against anything or to stand up for something that they believe, you're not going to do anything.
Right. Well, first of all, it's not a federal issue. If anything, it's a state issue. One, that's the first thing. So who cares what the federal government even thinks about it? They shouldn't be able to. They should have no say whatsoever or influence. If the people of South make it a rider, you know, in the next election, whatever they do, what do they call those?
Well, the thing is, they're actually talking about, I think there's 6 states that have the Confederate flag as part of their flag. But, I mean, it's not even about it's not even about the flag.
I know.
It's about associating now, all of a sudden, right? We've been trying.
Really? It's about the agenda that's being pushed.
Well, we're trying to demonize everyone. And if you have any type of belief that isn't part of the narrative that they are trying to jam down your throat, you're the next one that's on the list that's going to become enemy number one.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we see now? You had to know this was coming.
So that kid's terrorist.
Well, and remember, there was a big deal. They didn't call him a domestic terrorist, but you knew it was coming. So if you fly the Confederate flag, after now it's been banned from eBay and Walmart and Sears and Amazon, here you go, you're ISIS.
They promise a better life, purity, a way to erase modernity, and get rid of people who don't think like them. In song and words, they tell their followers to fight for what they believe in. Sound familiar?
fight for what they believe in. So now check this out.
Are there similarities between, for example, white supremacist groups here in the United States and ISIS?
Well, in a lot of ways, they're almost identical.
Bob.
Jesus.
They're almost identical. So if you fly a Confederate flag that's now been banned, you're a white supremacist and you're identical, to ISIS.
ISIS.
There should know.
Remember that? Decades.
What?
I said, remember that poll I was talking about a few weeks ago that 60% of Americans think their neighbor may be a terrorist.
Oh, exactly. And that's what this is all about.
Identical.
Bob Baer should know. He spent decades as a CIA operative in the Middle East. Now back in America, he points out the grievances of homegrown hate groups virtually match those of terrorist groups in the Middle East.
I think at the bottom of this, there's a feeling of both for the ISIS and white supremacists, a feeling of injustice, whether it was from the South or a marginalized, white people, and they think that they've been robbed. Something. You look at the Sunnis, ISIS, those people think they were robbed with the invasion.
I mean, the thing is, they feel like they were robbed. How about the middle-class Americans that are no longer middle-class Americans as all of our jobs are being sucked out of the country? I know I feel fucking robbed. How about you?
We get rid of usury and debt-based currency that we're trapped under. I mean, if we were to do away with that, say, I mean, and there's a perfect example that you can point to in recent history as to what you can do. I mean, not the TV, movie version of what happened in Germany, but the actual happenings where a country and an economy was rescued. You get rid of the parasites, the debt-based federal system that we have going on, and bring opportunity back, and all these other things necessarily go away. These are all like symptoms. These are all ways of controlling people with racism, with hate, with all these different things that we're bombarded with on a daily basis. But if we were to get rid of the actual and it is a supremacist economic system where capital flows to the top, to the hands of a few, regardless. And if we get rid of that, then an opportunity starts come. There's true opportunity for everybody where currency isn't debt based, where everybody's into capitalism, but you know what? Capitalism can be so freaking destructive to people that haven't got anything and
well,
that
capitalism
can't get on the capitalist stepladder. And, people are worried. We're wondering what happened to the Soviet Union, club. Yeah, because the Bolsheviks and the Zionists that control our government are communists, whether it's Democrat or Republican. You do what they say or we'll put a gun down your throat. What could be more tyrannical than that?
I don't know.
So flag, whatever flag. I mean, I know it's a big debate, and just because my own personal belief is that I don't believe that the Confederate flag represents racism.
It doesn't.
I think it represents standing up for
what you believe.
Tyrant.
I think it represents. I think we should all be flying it right now as the rebels against the oppression that's going on and the bullshit.
Mike said we should all either that or we should all be flying the black flag.
I just saw too. I guess yesterday sales on Amazon on Confederate flags went up 3,000%.
Yeah, because are you gonna?
I had it queued up all weekend to go buy one, and then I was like, "Damn! Now they're all gone." I should.
Okay, so you can take that a step further. So, and this is the kind of shit these scumbags do. So don't you suppose that there's somebody that somebody knew that freaking Confederate flags were going to be banned. And so, they could have bought. I always see conspiracy in everything because they never let an opportunity go to waste. And there's pre-knowledge of almost everything that happens in this country. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. All right, let me play the rest of this clip with white supremacists being just like ISIS. The thing is, what they're calling white supremacist is they're equating it to anyone with the flag. But tomorrow it's going to be, I don't know, what do I wear? Red hair. I have red hair. I'm fiery. And I open my mouth and say shit all the time, you know, when I see something wrong.
They're next, so you better watch it.
I must be a rabble rouser, and I'm creating issues.
...of Iraq, and they are trying to reimpose justice.
Dylan Roof is a case in point. A website registered in his name features a manifesto that blasts modern America and blames black people and other minorities for its current state.
I hate... Now, here's something that I was thinking about. I didn't read his manifesto, but blaming black people... I mean, is it... Could it be because we have an idiot for a fucking president? You know what I mean? Like,
blaming black people. But he did read off the stats that, you know, of 100,000 rapes in a year, you know, 70% or more of them are black on whites, and it's not the other way around. That's all. But is that racist to say that?
Well, it's not if it's a fact. And I mean, here's what it says. I hate the sight of the American flag, he says. This is what they cut out. Modern American patriotism is an absolute joke. Well, I don't know. I mean, when we take a look, like you said at the beginning of the show, as to what our flag represents now compared to what our pride in our country used to be when we were a real country and we had manufacturing and there was a way up and you could work your way from, you know, the backwoods to corporate America if you wanted to. You can't do that now. There's none of that now. There's no American dream. And they're selling the last of it out the back freaking door.
Yeah. And starting a conflict with the Chinese.
Chinese, the Russians were given freaking Saudi nukes. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Well, you got to take the guns off the street, but there's no problem. Well, there's no problem. There's way more guns sold by American arms and mega corporations to other countries than are bought on the streets of the United States.
Well, there was a clip earlier, too, that pointed out the fact that great Walmart, we're glad that you removed all your Confederate flag merchandise. But what about the semi-automatic weapons you have for sale here? And they showed a screenshot of their website. I mean, it's true. Not that I'm talking about, you know, no one selling guns, but the fact that they're like getting all freaked out over a symbol that doesn't mean anything. I mean, it means different things to different people, but it's not the symbol of go out and shoot people.
Well, the regular American flag that we see everywhere represents over the last 200 years, probably like a half a trillion or a half a billion deaths.
Yeah, and imperialism.
100 million people, 200 million people, counting all the wars and all the conflicts and all the people that we send guns to who then go and use them in weapons and all that. It's well over. The United States flag, not the Confederate flag, which represents actual, you know, resistance to tyranny. The flag that they were resisting, this American flag, represents in the last 30 years alone, more than what, 100 million people around the globe when you go back to Vietnam or even to Korea?
Absolutely. Well, just look at Iraq.
Yeah. 4 million dead in Iraq, 4 million displaced.
All right, here, let me play the rest of this.
Current state. I hate the sight of the American flag. Modern American patriotism is an absolute joke. And goes on to say, I have no choice. I am not in the position to, alone, go into the ghetto and fight. And online is where Roof and so many other angry, dispossessed people now find an audience for their hateful views.
Ding, 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 da-ding, da-ding, ding.
Yeah, he can't go into the ghetto, so he goes like a coward to a church.
What she's saying is online is where he goes audience for his hateful speech.
Yeah. Oh, and they're even going after some. They're starting to go after the websites now.
Well, not the web. They're going to shut the shit down, JJ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The FCC's got the strings now. And anybody, I mean, we talked about the truth algorithm that Google's going to be running. And if your website doesn't comply with what they say is truth, you're not going to have a website that's showing up in any search engine.
That's right.
The official narrative is all you're allowed to believe. You're not allowed to fight back. You know, the fact that they were flabbergasted that this senator said something, or this, I don't know what he was a state representative, said something like, why didn't anyone do anything? Well, I mean, there weren't room to not do anything.
Sounded like he was just thinking out loud, like, why? I mean, he reloaded. Why didn't somebody go after him?
Right.
Because it wasn't just young women and children. There was people there. I mean, I asked the same question, or I wonder the same thing. I don't accuse people of being, you know, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I wonder, how did he get to reload and then leave? And nobody, he left. They didn't pick him up there.
No, they did a manhunt after.
Yeah.
All right, let me play the rest of this.
Whether it's ISIS or American domestic extremists are looking for young people, generally in their 20s, socially isolated, who either have a little bit of familiarity with the ideology or are unstable, frustrated, and angry and would be susceptible to it.
So if you're angry and you're on the internet, you are a potential fucking terrorist, is pretty much what.
Yeah, and the SPLC has also made the equation, or made the assumption that all of this rise in hate is because Obama's a black president, and it's all just feeding in on itself, all of it.
Absolutely. It's not that he's a black president, it's that he's a really fucking sucky president, is what it is. It doesn't matter what color of his skin is, he sucks, just like George Bush sucked. Except I think Barry sucks even more than Bush.
Yeah, exactly.
The main difference? ISIS is actually more sophisticated in its messaging, using slick videos. White supremacists, not so much. Still, ask any expert on the subject and they'll tell you homegrown terrorism is more dangerous to the average American than ISIS.
Yes, and I had actually read a report from Homeland Security back a few months ago, which that's what they were saying. They were training them to actually be more concerned about homegrown terrorists and people who had some sort of alter opinion as to what's going on are dangerous, because ideas propagate and we're fucking dangerous.
Yeah, and that started back with Ahmadinejad when they started calling him a truther.
Because he came out and said 9/11 was an inside job.
And so he ties him right in with the real far, far extreme right Christians here. And, of course, me and some of my close, close, dear friends.
Well, right. I mean, you guys, for speaking out against Israel, you had SPLC come after you.
Speak out about, I personally speak out. Yeah, exactly.
Injustice in general.
Yeah. Now, I do associate with people that, you know, straddle the line. That's why I know this whole thing is bullshit, because his manifesto doesn't match at all what, you know, any of the white groups actually operate under. Their, you know what I'm saying? It's a made up thing by the ADL and the SPLC. Most of these reports that they're reading from on the news are coming from the SPLC. Kevin Potok's been all over.
Oh my God, Potok's hair.
Yeah. The rise in hate in America. Well, then, yeah, if we got rid of you who just goes out there and, you know,
stirs the pot,
5,000 cameras to every sort of instant that you could construe as, you know, as hate, and then try to make a nickel off it to boot. Yeah, without them, there would be a lot less hate.
All right, hold on. Take a look at this map created by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which
ding, ding,
tracks hate groups in America. Those are the numbers of hate groups in each state.
New York has 44. South Carolina only has 19. Wow. Actually, it looks like New York's got the most, except for California's got 57. We're the two top states with hate groups.
Yeah.
That's so pretty surprising. Soon, yeah. Wyoming only has one. All right, here, I want to play more.
And former CIA operative Bear says predicting their members' behavior is far more difficult than that of ISIS recruits.
Frankly, I'm more worried about domestic terrorism, because the fact is most of them are fairly benign. Just because you fly the rebel flag doesn't mean you're going to turn violent.
The real
Hey, he actually said it. Just because you fly the rebel flag does not mean that you're a terrorist.
But it's probably likely.
But it's likely, right.
When the message connects with someone like Dylan Roof, ready, willing, and able to carry it out. Sarah Snyder, CNN, Los Angeles.
So let's get rid of the symbol.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I don't know. When I see, and you know, I had some discussions this weekend with friends that just don't.
Looks like the picture that I'm looking at looks like the kid was wearing body armor even underneath his shirt.
When he was getting arrested,
and I don't know.
He had body armor on. I saw the photos.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, they put it on when they transport him because that's what they do with
high-profile
terrorist cases, you know, ever since Rubenstein assassinated Oswald.
Oh, I didn't know
that. High-profile cases, yeah, they usually put... But the picture from the surveillance camera of him going into the church, of course, the times and the dates kind of don't line up with the actual event either on these surveillance cameras. But the one that I have looked at, it's not absolute proof, but it sure does look like the outline of body armor underneath this kid's. So that makes it even more suspicious.
Why would that make it suspicious?
Nobody bothered to raise an eyebrow that some white kid who looked like a complete zombie, probably mumbling to himself, you know what I mean, walked into your
sitting
church
in the back seat, the only white guy for an hour.
Yeah. I mean, if you can see a grainy picture and tell almost that, I mean, obviously it's not conclusive evidence, but I mean, it would be obvious to somebody that dude's wearing a freaking bulletproof vest. What the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, none of that. So I know we're being lied to. I just don't know how yet. We don't know the particulars. We know, you know, the agenda, just like, and it's the same thing as after 9/11. They're running around saying, oh, that's it. We're going to do something. We're the leaders of this country. This is us. And you're with us, or you're ISIS now, apparently. So if you're in America and you're angry, there's no difference. You're exactly like ISIS.
Well, right.
Basically,
if you have anything besides the official narrative,
you're ISIS.
You're ISIS, or you're a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, you're pro-life, ISIS.
Pro-gun, ISIS.
Yeah, pro-gun, ISIS, definitely ISIS.
Pro-liberty.
And
pro, don't encroach on me or raise my fucking taxes again. ISIS.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely ISIS. You are, I mean, that's the definition of a terrorist.
I just saw, too, Saudi Arabia inked.
On knees is ISIS.
What was that?
Any person who isn't on their knees just walking around.
Well, freaking ass-kissing and going along with the official story has got to be a terrorist.
Yeah.
How dare you? You didn't drink the fluoride that made you passive.
Exactly.
I just saw, too, Saudi Arabia apparently inked a nuclear deal with Russia.
I hadn't seen that.
I just caught that now. So they're going to get nuclear weapons from Pakistan, who's not part of any non-proliferation agreement and created their nuclear weapons program in secret. And they're going to get nuclear power from Russia. So I'm assuming that Russia's probably going to sell them, just like they are to Iran right now, stuff for their nuclear power plants.
Right, right. And then they'll get their bombs from Pakistan, and they've got the money, I mean, to pay scientists to do the obvious, become a nuclear power. That's it for the regular poor Arabs, Muslims around there. They're done.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia and Israel, and it's even coming out in the mainstream now. They are partners, and they have been for some time now, secret deals and talks, and they just operate as one. The Wahhabi, you know, radical spirit matches up perfectly with the old Jewish Bolshevik revolutionary spirit. They're both together. And
did you get to read any of the dirt that just came out on Saudi? I was gone, so I missed it this weekend, but I got it queued up for the 600, I think, documents from WikiLeaks.
Oh, about their involvement in 9/11?
I don't know.
That still doesn't mean that the Saudi, you know, that's, you know, there's a lot of rich people in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, the police force drives Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, that's what usually what the American response to that is. Yeah, but, you know, you can't. That doesn't mean that there was officially sanctioned by their government. Well, you know, no. I guess you're right, technically, but they're not our friends.
No, they're not our friends.
Neither is Israel.
No, that's not our friend either. But you know what? That's not the official narrative, JJ. So you just ended up on the red list. Yes,
I'm ISIS.
You are.
Yes, you are.
I was actually surprised speaking with a friend of mine this weekend who is very up on a lot of the issues, is called bullshit on a lot of the things. He's a gun-loving, red-blooded American male who thinks that what's going on is absolute bullshit. But as the night went on, the conversation turned, and he's giving me a lecture on us protecting Israel. And how evil Iran is, and he hopes that Israel nukes the shit out of Iran.
Israel's just like America. It's like Israel is just another part of America. Not part of America, but most people in America think Israel and everything in Israel is exactly like it is in their neighborhood. It's just another country, but it's not. It's a supremacist country. They're settlers. They're totally have a total supremacist ideology.
Well, I asked him, how can you support them beating the shit out of a 5-year-old in Gaza? I mean, I've seen so many videos of these horrible things that they do to these children over there. And my question is, if Israel was so much for peace, which is what he's like, well, all they want to do is be peaceful, then why aren't they taking these 5-year-olds in Gaza and meeting them with 5-year-olds in Israel and trying to teach them to find common ground and to be friends? So when the next generation comes up, instead of bombing the shit out of each other, they have tolerance for each other and learn to understand each other and live together in harmony.
That's crazy. You're ISIS.
I know.
You sound just like ISIS, dude. Sorry, Jules. You're going on the list now.
Google is spying on me now.
Of course, Google is
spying. There was some new story that came out about the eavesdropping tools on all your computers without permission.
Churches using facial recognition software in their surveillance cameras now.
Oh, and they're using it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be in your car next. I saw Jaguars.
Well, there's been a special relationship between 501C.
Yeah. 501C3. Yeah, they've actually pulled the churches. I was part of that CERT. This was under Bush.
Yeah,
they were training Americans to be able to take care of yourself back then.
Yeah.
And the 501C3 gave them access to the overflow stock of the military gear. And one of the big things that they kept telling us is that we're going to go after churches because churches are where you have a big community. And if we had a big disaster, all the church people would pull together. And so they did. They went into the churches and they started training them for this. And I don't know what kind of equipment that they got, but the church has definitely been pulled into this whole
clergy response team. They're you know, not just go. All governments through history have been ordained by God. What?
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. And then they'll read off Romans, you know, where God, you know, God says to obey local government. It's like, no, you're fucking crazy. I'm not getting in that goddamn bus. Anyone who tells me to get on a bus, no way.
Don't get on the bus.
I'll die right there. That's it.
Last thing is.
You know what I mean? You're not going to take me. Nuh-uh. I'd rather just die right there with my hands around your neck.
I'd at least run.
I'm a runner. I am a runner. But if I'm cornered and I can't run, I'd go for the neck through the throat, straight up.
Oh, ankles. Ankle biters.
No, not me, man. I'm a throat biter.
One of the other things too, did you see now this, on top of, you know, an ISIS under every bed and, domestic terrorists everywhere, especially any of the Southerners, huh?
Hey, though,
what?
You're identical to ISIS. If you're a white,
that's what he said.
If you're anything right of.
Well, if you're a white supremacist, which in the videos before, they've already linked anyone who has any affinity to the Confederate flag to be white supremacist, which is the whole South, apparently.
But you're not gay, you're ISIS. You know what I mean? If you're just a straight white person, family, whatever, you're ISIS. You got to have some sort of fucking crazy, like three moms and, you know, or and different identity. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's coming to. So there's
don't you see that?
There are no good white people. There are only less bad white people.
The white American alpha male not only has been decimated by BPA and freaking pesticides and phthalates and shit in the environment, but you know, if you're a white blooded American male, which is what this country was found on, and I mean, I'm a woman, but I don't have issue with that. That's what the country was found on. Well, you are bad.
Nation was based on, period. Not right. Just, yeah.
But I mean, now you have to be a terrorist because you're not all sensitive and shit and have your nails done at a freaking.
Yeah, the only way you can be white and not considered a terrorist is if you're a sodomite, if you're, you know, gay or something.
Ringy dingy.
All right, listen, I got to answer this phone. I'm just going to mute for a second.
All right, yep. Anyway, one of the other things I wanted to play here while JJ is answering his phone is there was a clip from a black guy down in, I think he was in South Carolina. Yeah, he's a student at the University of South Carolina. And they actually, another CNN freaking bullshit clip, but this dude was so right on. And again, the host was baffled by his opinion. But they ask him what his thoughts are in regards to the Confederate flag, because he actually has one hung up in his apartment. And they just couldn't understand this. So hold on, because he says exactly what the issue is here.
First of all, let me ask you why you support this imagery displayed on the Confederate flag. Can you explain that?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I have an ancestor that was a cook for a South Carolina regiment. His name was Benjamin Thomas, and he's from North Augusta, South Carolina. And I refuse to turn my back to what he did for the South. And after the South lost the Civil War, South Carolina gave its black troops pensions, which was the right thing to do. And so, you know, I'm proud of my state for giving black troops money after, for fighting for the South. And I'm just proud of my ancestor for, you know, fighting for the South. And I'm not going to turn my back towards that.
But the Confederate Army fought for, among other things, the right to keep slave labor. And many African Americans suffered, and it is, as even President Obama says, ingrained in the DNA of the country, this painful legacy. You don't see the flag as a visual representation of that painful past?
Well, I do understand people's right to hate the flag and feel oppressed by it, but me personally, I do not feel offended by the flag because I refuse to allow a symbol or word have power over me.
Ding, ding. I mean, the fact that the flag is a symbol, and if you become a victim to whatever the symbol stands for, well, shame on you. You know, I mean, he's saying for his ancestors, it actually was a good thing. You know, he's proud of what happened. His grandfather, or whoever it was, fought for the South. And
exactly. And armies aren't made up. The guy on the ground with the gun who's fighting aren't ruling elites. Those are regular people. And the armies, the Southern armies, were not fighting for slavery because the average poor white guy resented the slave owners because, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
they were the
elites.
They
took better care of the slaves than poor whites. Poor whites starved and died in far higher numbers than slaves did. Now, I'm not saying that as a racist either, but you know what I mean?
Right. Here, let me play.
Is the truth.
Let me play just
that
the...
That war had nothing to do with slavery.
No, it didn't. It had to do with the North trying to steal the Southern prosperity.
Those people on the South who would have done all the fighting and the dying would never have done it to support slavery.
No, they wouldn't have. All right, hold on.
We feel offended. So I'm just one in a minority that chooses to see the flag for different reasons. But I do understand why people hate the Confederate flag. I do.
What reaction do you get, Byron, from your friends, from other African Americans, from other friends you have, when they see that flag in your apartment?
Well, they know how I feel about it, and they know I'm not racist, but I also know how they feel. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to hide how I feel about a symbol that I don't feel is racist towards me. Now, I'm not going to push my beliefs on them. They can continue to not like my flag. But at the end of the day, they know my heart and they know that I love everyone, even though I just carry a symbol that makes them feel uncomfortable.
One last one, Byron. Given what happened in Charleston, that hasn't changed your perspective on it because the killer was seen posing with a flag, etc. That hasn't changed your opinion.
Well, I refuse to allow his evilness to make me feel a different way about my flag because Dylan decided to use his Confederate flag for racism. My Confederate flag that I own, I do not use for racism. I don't. So he's an American. He's entitled to his beliefs and how he uses a symbol. And I'm entitled to my beliefs and how I choose to use a symbol. So I refuse to allow his evilness to trump how I see my symbol.
Thank you very much. I'm an American.
What about the racist car he was sitting in front of?
I mean,
you take a picture, and so now whatever happens to be in the picture is now racist because of what this guy did. What about the car? Was it a Saturn or was it a Toyota? How come we're not banning Toyotas?
Well, I mean, case in point.
Three pictures.
You're an American. I don't know. Last time I looked, well, at least my original beliefs was that I had my freedom to believe whatever I wanted to believe. Am I not correct in that? So all of a sudden, this twisted logic, because this guy had a Confederate flag waving and he was supposedly a racist, that now all Confederate flags are racist and anyone who believes in the Confederate flag is racist. I mean, it's just fucking retarded. It is retarded. This dude was 100% spot on.
Yeah, exactly. Don't tell me what's racist.
And don't tell me what to believe. And don't tell me that my symbol, because it means something different to you, is supposed to mean the same thing to me, because it doesn't.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, thanks, JJ, for hanging out with me today. It is Wednesday, so make sure everyone sticks around. We have Mr. Chuck O'Chelly live at 6. Continual Condition from the Boys from New York at 8. Truth or Talk with April and Verstein at 9. And Antimedia with Nick Burnaby at 11. All right, guys. Have an awesome Wednesday.